Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Glenda. Thank you for praying along with me and my prayer partner, Sue, today. We begin with a prayer request from Brandon. Please pray for me. I need prayer for a difficult situation to be resolved swiftly and amicably for all parties involved and not drug out, causing stress, anger, frustration, and bitterness for anyone. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up Brandon and the difficult situation he is facing. We ask for your divine intervention and guidance as they quickly work toward a solution that is good for all the people involved. Lord, you know the details. You know the minds and hearts of all the parties. We pray that you bring wisdom, understanding, and patience to each person, helping them to find common ground and work towards a peaceful resolution. Remove any barriers of pride, anger, or frustration, and replace them with a spirit of cooperation and compassion. Grant Brandon the strength and clarity he needs to navigate this challenging time. Fill him with your peace that surpasses all understanding, alleviating his stress and calming his anxieties. May he trust in your timing and your perfect plan, knowing that you are working all things together for good. We pray that this situation does not drag out, causing unnecessary stress, anger, or bitterness for anyone. Instead, let it be resolved efficiently and fairly, bringing about a positive outcome for everyone. May your presence be felt in every conversation and decision, guiding everyone towards reconciliation and harmony. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Jessica. Hey everyone, I'm asking for prayers for my fiance Ryan. He's going to have surgery tomorrow. It's kind of a long procedure, and he's never been put to sleep before, so I'm just praying the surgery will go well and there will be no complications. Thanks. Lord God, we lift up Brian as he prepares for surgery tomorrow. We ask for your divine protection and guidance over him and the medical team. Calm his nerves and fill him with your peace, knowing that you are in control of every detail. Lord, we pray that you guide the hands of the surgeons and all those involved in Ryan's procedure. Grant them wisdom, skill, and precision as they perform this long surgery. May every step go smoothly without any complications, and may Ryan's body respond well to the treatment. We also pray for Jessica, who is concerned for her fiancé. Surround her with your comforting presence, reassuring her of your care for Ryan. Give her strength and calm her anxieties as she waits the news. Lord, we place Ryan's health and well-being into your capable hands. Let your healing power flow through him, bringing about a successful surgery and a swift recovery. May he wake up feeling safe and protected, knowing that you have watched over him. We stand in agreement with Jessica's prayer, believing in your promise that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are there in their midst. We thank you in advance for the successful outcome of Ryan's surgery and for the comfort and peace you are providing to both Ryan and Jessica. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
From Craig, I need healing. Please pray for me. Heavenly Father, we come before you today for Craig, who is asking for your healing touch. We ask that you would lay your hands upon him and bring physical, emotional, and spiritual healing to his body. We pray that you would restore his health and give him strength to face each day with hope and courage. We trust in your love and your care for him and ask that you would use your power to bring about a complete and total healing in his life. We pray that you would give Craig the grace and wisdom to make good choices that will contribute to his healing, and that you would bring peace and comfort to his heart and mind. We ask all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the source of all healing and the great physician of our souls. Amen. For Diane, I'm having a hard time functioning in life. I have lost quite a few family members and friends in the last few years. Feeling lonely. Please pray for me. Thank you, and God bless. Lord, we ask that you surround Diane with your comforting presence. In these moments of profound loneliness and sorrow, may she feel your love and compassion. Remind her that you are always near, even in the darkest times, and that your love for her is unwavering. Grant Diane the strength to face each day and the courage to seek the support she needs. Bring compassionate and understanding people into her life who can provide comfort, companionship, and a listening ear. Help her to find solace in the memories of their loved ones, cherishing the moments they shared and the love that endures. Lord, fill Diane with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Ease her pain and lighten her burden. Replace her sadness with hope and her loneliness with your divine presence. May she find renewed purpose and joy in life, knowing that she is never truly alone. Guide her to finding healing and comfort in your word. May she draw strength from faith in you. Help her to remember that her loved ones are now in your care, experiencing eternal peace and joy. Father, may your loving presence be a constant source of strength and comfort for your precious daughter, Diane. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From John, please pray for a financial breakthrough. Debt and bills keep coming. I fix or cover one thing, and 10 things happen. I'm working as much as I possibly can to provide for my kids, but I can never get ahead. Car breaks, house breaks, kids need medical. It just never stops. My worry and depression over it are climbing. Where I'm going to get the money for this or that is consuming my every thought. Please pray for some sort of peace. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for divine intervention for John, who is overwhelmed by financial difficulties. We pray for a financial breakthrough, that you may open doors of opportunity and bless him with the resources he needs to cover his expenses and care for his children. Lord, we ask for your peace to fill John's heart and mind, ease his worry and depression, and help him trust in your unfailing love and provision. Remind him that you are his provider and that you are always with him, even in the midst of his struggles. We pray for wisdom and discernment for John, that he may make sound financial decisions and find ways to manage his resources effectively. Guide him to the right people and opportunities that can help alleviate his financial burden and bring stability to his household. Lord, we ask for your protection over John's family. Keep their car running smoothly, their home in good repair, and their health strong. Provide for their needs in ways that you can, and bring relief to John's constant worry. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness and your promises. We place John's financial situation in your hands, trusting that you will make a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, please grant John peace and comfort in knowing that you are working on his behalf and that brighter days are ahead. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. From Wanda, in need of a prayer for our dear family friend. She needs a healing touch from the Lord. Her name is Mona. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with a special request for Wanda's dear family friend, Mona. Lord, you know her needs and the struggles she is facing, and we ask for your healing touch to be upon her. Father, we pray for Mona's health and well-being. We ask that you restore her body and mind, bringing her the healing and strength she needs. Please guide the hands of any medical professionals involved in her care and give them wisdom and discernment. Lord, we pray that Mona will feel your comforting presence with her, giving her peace and hope in the midst of her illness. Remind her that she is not alone and that you are with her every step of the way. Fill her heart with your love and assurance that you are in control and working for her good. We ask for strength and encouragement for Wanda and Mona's family and friends who are supporting her during her illness. Give them the endurance and faith to stand by her side, offering love and care. Heavenly Father, we trust in your mercy and compassion. We place Mona in your loving hands, believing that you can bring about miraculous healing and restoration. May your will be done in her life, and may she experience your grace and healing power. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
From Mike, I have an unspoken prayer request for my son and I. He has autism, and I have several health problems. God knows our needs. Thank you with all my heart for your prayers. You are all in my prayers too. May God bless you all. Loving and compassionate God, we come before you with hearts full of faith, lifting up Mike and his son in prayer. Though the specific needs are unspoken, you know their struggles and the challenges they face. Mike's son has autism, and Mike is dealing with several health problems. We trust in your infinite wisdom and mercy to provide for their needs. Lord, we ask for your healing touch upon Mike's body. Grant him strength, comfort, and relief from his health issues. Surround him with your peace and give him the courage to face each day with hope and resilience. For Mike's son, we pray for your loving guidance and support. Help him to grow, learn, and thrive in the unique way you have created him. Surround him with understanding and compassionate people who will support his development and well-being. Lord, we place this family in your loving hands, knowing that you are the great provider. Fill their hearts with your peace, comfort, and unwavering love. May they feel your presence in every moment and be strengthened by your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. From Anonymous, I recently gave birth to a beautiful, healthy baby girl. I never knew that I could love anything or anyone this much. I also feel a deep down hatred for myself because 9 years ago, as a teenager, I had an abortion. I didn't know much about abortion back then. All I knew was if you got pregnant, you could have an abortion and you wouldn't be pregnant anymore. I look at my baby girl and can't believe that I took her brother or sister, who must have been just as precious and beautiful as she is, away from her. I don't know how I can ever be forgiven by God or myself. Please pray for me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the precious gift of new life that you have bestowed upon Anonymous, for the beautiful, healthy baby girl who has brought immense joy and love into her life. In this moment of profound gratitude and wonder, we also bring before you the deep pain and sorrow that Anonymous carries in her heart. Lord, you know us. You know our hearts. You know the burdens we bear. You know that your beloved daughter is struggling with feelings of guilt and self-hatred over a decision she made as a teenager. It was a terrible decision that she now deeply regrets. We ask for your grace and mercy to envelop her, to bring her the peace and forgiveness she so desperately seeks. Help her understand that your love is boundless and your mercy is infinite. Remind her, Lord, that there is no sin greater than your grace. Your forgiveness is always available to those who truly seek it. Help Anonymous feel your loving presence with her right now, comforting her and reassuring her of your deep, deep love and forgiveness. Grant her the strength to forgive herself, just as you have already forgiven her. Let her know that she is loved, cherished, and valued in your eyes, and that her past does not define her value as your beloved, or the future or purpose you have planned for her life. Assure Anonymous that her first baby is being loved and protected by you and all the saints in heaven. Her baby is living in eternal love and joy. Let this knowledge bring her comfort and peace, knowing that her baby is in your divine care. We also pray for her precious baby girl, that she may grow up surrounded by love, grace, and the understanding of your everlasting mercy. Help Anonymous focus on the blessings of the present and the promise of the future, embracing the joy and love that her daughter brings into her life. Lord, wrap Anonymous in your healing embrace. Lift the burden of her guilt and flood her heart with peace. May she find solace in your holy word and strength in your love, knowing that you are always with her, guiding her, and loving her unconditionally. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. For anyone who is experiencing the pain of abortion, please contact Rachel's Vineyard at 877-467-3463 for help, hope, and healing. For further information on retreat days, the website is rachelsvineyard.org. That's Rachel's Vineyard, one word, .org.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.